Buffalo's Tom Fantana, the producer, writer, connected to such well-known works as St. Elsewhere, Oz, and Homicide, Life on the Street, says he hasn't been back to Buffalo recently, but that will change this Columbus Day weekend when he appears at a series of events. On Sunday, he'll be recognized at the annual gala of the Federation of Italian American Societies of Western New York.
They very kindly are giving me the Man of the Year award. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure why I deserve it, but being a man who believes in accepting awards when they're offered, I gratefully have accepted.
The Buffalo State graduate knows something about receiving awards from a career that has featured 3 Writers Guild Awards, 3 Emmys, 4 Peabodys, and many others. But Tom Fantana doesn't seem too interested in discussing such matters. He's simply too busy.
If I'm not mistaken, we interrupted an editing session of yours right now, which I'm sorry about, but I do appreciate the time. Can you tell us what you're working on and when it might be seen in public?
Well, we just finished doing Copper, which was on BBC America, and now I'm doing the 3rd season of a series called Borgia, which is for Netflix, not to be confused with the Showtime The Borgias with Jeremy Irons. Ours is a very different show. But it's on Netflix, which, you know, again, being a sort of techno dinosaur, I am, I have to convert in my brain instead of telling people that it's airing on a network, it's streaming on Netflix. But it's exciting because it's breaking new ground, is always, for me, it's always the joy of a long career is that, I don't really have any interest in repeating what I've done in the past, as joyful as most of that was. But I think there are a lot of, as we move forward with all this technology, there are a lot more venues for storytelling. And what's wonderful for me about Borgia being on Netflix is we can, they all go on, all the episodes go on at the same time. And so for an audience, it's like, in a way, it becomes like reading a book where you can devour the book or you can read it chapter by chapter and put it down and come back to it a day or two later. And I think that allows, the more we empower the audience to be in control of what they want to watch and when they want to watch it, I think that it becomes a better experience for everybody.
Oh, for a self-proclaimed techno dinosaur, it seems like you've adapted pretty well.
Well, you know what it is. I'm only smart enough to know what I don't know and to have a sense that the world is moving away from my comfort zone on a constant basis. And you can either rail against the change or you can try to embrace it, even if I don't understand it fully. Because like I said, any opportunity that comes along that allows writers to tell stories, the increased number and the kind of freedom that came with cable. When I did at HBO, I did the first drama series for HBO, that was an enormous leap forward for me creatively. And then with Netflix, it's just another leap because it's reaching people in a way that 5 years ago wasn't even imaginable.
Fontana plans to host a special dinner for friends and family during his weekend in Buffalo. And on Saturday afternoon along Hurdle Avenue, he'll serve as Grand Marshal for the Columbus Parade, a parade he followed along a very different path while growing up on Buffalo's West Side. Those roots, it seems, have also provided Tom Fantana with a blue-collar work ethic that has served him well as he's emerged as one of his industry's top talents. Do you still have a daily writing process? And maybe can you tell us about it a little bit?
Absolutely. Yeah. I have had this process basically since I went to Canisius High School. I get up at 5 o'clock and I write. I get up directly and sit down and write. I don't distract myself. A lot of writers do everything they can to avoid starting to write, but yes. I actually love to write and I consider it a a real blessing that I get to do it every day. I get to go every day. I get to do something I love, and I get paid for it. I mean, how stupid would I be to try to avoid it? But that's basically what I do. I get up and I write for, depending on what I'm working on and what stage it's in, I work for, you know, sometimes 3 hours, sometimes 12 hours. When I'm in production, as I am now with the third season of Borgia, you know, I have to be in Europe a lot, so so my rhythm, even though I do get up every day to write, I don't necessarily have as much time because I have to get to the set. So it changes, you know, but again, you try to be flexible and hope that the muse will be there when you need her.
The muse has certainly shared her creative secrets with Tom Fontana throughout the years, during a career that offers some worthwhile lessons for anyone willing to pay attention. Work hard, embrace change, and remember where you came from. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.